Good morning. It's the 20th of February, 2019, and today we have the Fool reversed and the Ten of Coins reversed and the Hermit. Crack your code. You're not getting the message, you fool. The fool in the past is in the past, and he or she has had their 15 minutes this week, and since we've all known and have been fools in the past, I shall apologize too and endeavor to please the ancestors today by giving reverent thanks for the good and unique gifts and qualities that have been passed down to us, and how and what we choose to pass on, consciously or unconsciously. Other than genetics, it would be nice to think we're not so caught up in our own emotional slush to not recognize nature from nurture. That is, you'd love to inherit Uncle Bob's good looks and prodigious memory, but not his unfortunate tendency to use his gifts unwisely, leading him into bad situations, like that casino bust a few years ago. Oh, that Uncle Bob! He'll be out in a couple years. Ten of Coins, or talents, is a lot of talent. You may have a talent that no one in your family that you know of has ever had until your 23andMe results. Many years ago, my grandfather, Giovanni, gave me a poem written in 1922 by, I believe, his uncle, entitled Viva Mussolini, a political poem that seems to be sarcastically congratulating the dictator for having the Pope in his pocket and therefore a captive audience. I had no idea there were any poets in the family, let alone a socially conscious one, but then again, I am here, so it does make sense. Luckily, Foghorn Leghorn wasn't president then, and they let us in. On the Morgan Greer card, there is a couple in the stone archway of a manor or castle, one human's arm protectively around another. Two huge flags, each emblazoned with five gold coins on long golden poles, are crossed in front of them. These equal fortunes merge, and we have something profound. Reversed, the X formed by the two crossed flagpoles is not protecting, but blocking. As I recall, the Woman of the Strength card was turning her back on this card recently, but in this context, we're asked to examine these issues more closely. There may be actually something that should be passed down, whether to you or someone else, and it's possible another family member is blocking it. I hope Uncle Bob wasn't the executor of the will, is all I can say. The Hermit is in the future position, also a Virgo, he or she, although a white beard is never as fetching on a woman, in my opinion, ladies please, does represent old age, plain and simple. Nobody is in peak health at 50, and as healthy as you may be or think you are, the body wants to slow down. The health-conscious hermit ventures out of his cave into the snow in a heavy cloak and hood. This Virgo full moon is known as the snow moon. Holding his lamp aloft, gazing into the soft glow as if to ascertain how much oil is left. This is retirement, retreat, solitude, study, and higher learning, and he's burning it low and slow. Only our limited physical energy matters now, and we have to make it last and not waste a drop of it. The hermit is not a chatty creature, hermits never are, and he won't waste his remaining years on earth blowing along with every wind change like the reversed fool of his or her early days in search of himself. He or she is now led by their own light. We're not talking about money here, but the real wealth we're entitled to, which is knowing who we were, are, and free to choose to be. Down the line, that Uncle Bob story may have changed a bit, like the family recipe you found out that a generation ago somebody had left a crucial ingredient out of, and you've been making it that way ever since and didn't think it was quite right. Quite right. Almost did it, didn't I? Almost, but didn't know why it wasn't quite right. They don't let the kids near Uncle Bob. Maybe he's not really their uncle. Well, that took a turn.